97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, it is a manic Monday. I'm actually asking, I can't even believe, I don't even know myself anymore. I'm sitting here in the studio asking Sue Thomas questions about my mums that I bought last week and whether I need to protect them tonight.
I think
because,
that's a good sign.
Well, it's supposed to be the low 30s overnight. So I thought I saw 31. I just checked the weather app and it's always right, right?
Yeah.
It says 34 for the next two mornings, 59 for the high tomorrow. I guess tonight's low is 44, but Tuesday into Wednesday, 34, Wednesday into Thursday, 34, and 37 on Thursday into Friday. So it's going to be a little chilly. We got temperatures in the 70s for later in the week. This is fall. It's perfect fall weather. Today is a beautiful, beautiful day. So yesterday I was getting a little bit bored with the afternoon football games. I don't dabble in politics until usually Monday morning when it's time to start thinking about the show. I like to enjoy my weekends, but I came across something from Bill Maher and his show. He does a segment called New Rules that really I couldn't turn away from. And I would encourage those of you, especially if you have you know, young kids in the house or grandkids that are Gen Z and, you know, pro-Hamas protesters, etc., to listen to what Bill has to say in this segment. And I thought it was really effective. So I couldn't turn away. It runs about 9 minutes. We're going to make it a little bit shorter here this afternoon so you can hear it. And hopefully it'll inspire you to go listen to the whole segment. Now, there's a singer out there by the name of Chapel Roan, who's kind of taken off a little bit and caught me off guard. I like to follow new music, but she's had a couple of hits and either was on SNL as a musical guest or is going to be and has become somewhat of a little phenom, right? Here's one of her songs. I like this one here. This is one of the first songs. Kind of a naughty, sexually themed song, though, as many of her songs are. And that kind of plays here in what Bill Maher has to say about Chapel Roan. So he does his segment the other night, and he wants to explain to people who the Pink Pony Club artist is. That's Chapel Roan. And he starts by saying, look, that's not the name. Chapel Roan is not the name of one of Trump's golf courses.
And finally, new rule. To mark the October 7th anniversary, we must launch a campaign to educate young Americans about the Middle East. And the way I'd like to begin that process is by addressing an open letter to Chapel Roan. Now, to those viewers who aren't watching this while also looking at their phones, let me explain.
I thought that was a funny line. So he gives the line about the Trump golf course.
She's actually a great new recording artist who, like a Hezbollah pager, is really blowing up.
Ouch. Ouch.
In just a few months, she went from a struggling artist to getting 3 billion plays on Spotify, netting her almost 11 cents.
Kind of true, right?
But here's what caught my eye. She seems like a Gen Zer who can be reached because I saw her on TMZ say,
it's like, obviously, f*** the policies of the right, but also f*** some of the policies on the left.
That sounds like something I would say.
That's kind of how he starts the segment. He, you know, and Bill always makes it a little fun. And one of the things that's interesting about his segments is, and maybe we try to achieve some of this on this show as well, is he does use sharp wit and humor to make his point. And what happens with the audience that he has, because it's a studio audience, they're not sure sometimes on whether they should laugh or cheer or where he's going with some of this. But he was very pointed with Chapel.
She also said, I think it's important that people use critical thinking. I think it's important for me to question myself, question my algorithm, question, is some person that tweeted something about someone else even true? Preach, queer ally, preach. But then we get to Israel. And Chapel, this is where we must put to the test your pledge to use critical thinking and to question whether what you're reading on social media is true, because it isn't. There's a whole history of the Middle East that you and your fans aren't hearing about. So why don't you let me be your spirit guide through this?
So, you know, he started off having a little fun there, but he's very serious about what he is about to preach to his queer ally, Chapel Roan, in this segment of his show the other night.
I know you're moved by what you see on there. We all are, the dead Palestinian bodies. But it's odd that your generation didn't seem nearly as moved by the Jewish bodies on October 7th. You killed at Coachella this year, but when Hamas kills at a music festival, it's a whole other thing. Doesn't the sight of so many young women raped at a music festival make it a little personal?
So that's a very good question. She's at Coachella and some of these other music festivals doing her thing, talking about, you know, she's gay and her music is very lesbian themed, if you will. Which is fine if that's what you want to do. But he makes some great points along those lines here in a second as well. But she...
Gen Z hearts are hardened by...
Let me go back to that.
At a music festival, make it a little personal.
Here we go.
My guess is that Gen Z hearts are hardened by the propaganda you see on TikTok, which likes to call the Jews colonizers. But colonizers are intruders who have no history in an area, like when Spain conquered the Mayans or when your mom took over Facebook.
No, he's always got to try to make a little fun there. But boy, does he give a great history lesson here on the Middle East.
When the Dutch took over South Africa, they had no history to the land. They just wanted it. But Israel is the Jews' homeland. And Jews have always lived there. I cap you not.
I didn't get the reference there, Sue. Did you get the reference
nope.
there? Okay. So some of these things are going to elude us just a little bit with Bill. There must have been some pop culture reference, maybe that's related to Chapel. So I lost that one.
You can look it up. It's in this book called The Bible, which is horribly wrong about sex ed, slavery, science, and cooking. But the archaeology checks out. It says the Jews built a temple with a really big wall 7 centuries before Muhammad or Islam ever existed, and sure as shit, you can still go there and touch it. Calling Jews colonizers in Israel is like calling Native Americans colonizers here. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's on Indigenous Peoples Day that he says that. Wait, Ethan tried to offer us an example of what that means. What does it mean?
The word cap is meant to brag or exaggerate, so I... Do not exaggerate.
Okay, but it's something that the kids are saying?
Oh, the kids are saying.
Okay, that's why he was doing that. Bill's not a fan of religion. He did a documentary about organized religion, so that's sort of where the Bible comment came from. But he was very effective in explaining to Chapel Roan. I would be very curious to see if Chapel Roan would take time to watch this, because it is harsh.
And there was never any Arab country called Palestine. It was an orphan province. And if you ask people what they thought about it back then, they'd say it gave them the ick. But after World War II, and after the Jews were very nearly wiped out by an actual attempted genocide, they decided it was time for their historic homeland to be an actual country, so that for once they could defend themselves. And the UN, we like them, right? Yeah, they agreed and voted a country for each of the indigenous peoples. One side agreed to that. But the Arabs had a slightly different proposal. They said, how about we keep it all and wipe you out?
Yeah, well, why don't we just eliminate the Jews, right? Now, his line about every once in a while, Bill and I are going to not agree, and he seems to think that people should like the UN. I'm not as big a fan as the UN, so we'll agree to disagree on that point.
Chapel, if you think it was repressive growing up queer in the Midwest, try the Mideast.
Here you go.
You're a female drag queen, and you sing, I f***ed you in the bathroom when we went to dinner, your parents at the table. Yeah, that wouldn't fly in Gaza, although you would straight off a roof. The same goes for knee-deep on the passenger seat and you're eating me out. Yeah, my guess is the morality police would figure out that one's not about the drive-thru.
So that's what's so ironic about some of the young people that think that Israel is the bad guy and that Hamas and the Palestinians are the good guy in all of this, because they haven't taken the time to learn the history. They haven't taken the time to think about the irony of some of the things and the behavior that they have while criticizing Israel, Chapel Roan, which is what Bill is trying to say here.
Chapel, you're not wrong that oppression is bad, or that Palestinian and many other Muslim populations are oppressed and deserve to be freed. You just have it completely ass backwards as to who is doing the oppressing. Hamas is a terrorist mafia that took over Gaza. The Revolutionary Guard is a terrorist mafia that took over Iran. ISIS is a terrorist mafia that took over Iraq. The Taliban is a terrorist mafia that took over Afghanistan. These are the oppressors. And when you make it all about Israel, you take the pressure off of them. You enable them. The Iranian regime has killed 600 protesters after a 22-year-old woman died in police custody following her arrest for the crime of wearing her head covering incorrectly.
Now, you haven't heard the young people protesting that one, have you? No, you haven't, right?
Just to be clear, that's your team. Iran is who sponsors Hamas and Hezbollah. Are you sure this is who you want to throw down with? Meryl Streep spoke at the UN recently and said this about the Taliban, who are only slightly more conservative than your heroes in Hamas. She said, today in Kabul, a female cat has more freedoms than a woman. A cat may go sit on her front stoop and feel the sun on her face. She may chase a squirrel into the park. A squirrel has more rights than a girl in Afghanistan today. A bird may sing in Kabul, but a girl may not. You're a singer, and you're advocating for a place and a culture you would never want to live under. Gender may not be binary, but right and wrong kind of is.
Well, gender is binary too, but I think you understand Bill's point. Now, look, I don't typically like to play that much audio from a segment, but I thought it was so good, and I would wonder how many people would take the time to listen to it. I put it up on Twitter. Share that with your friends. That was so good, so effective. But wouldn't it be interesting to hear from Chapel Rowan and some of these other people that think that they know what they're talking about because they have been influenced by some of the nonsense and the propaganda on TikTok? I'd love to, you know, it'd be, and this will never happen, but it would be interesting to see if someone would step up and say, you know what, I didn't know that. Thank you, Bill Maher, for educating me. I'm guessing it won't happen with Chapel Rowan and her audience, but that was really good from Bill Maher. It would have been audio cut of the day, but I got the SNL stuff for an hour from now, and that's really good, too. We're coming back with Cusimano on this Monday afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.